Welcome to the Practical Wisdom from a Life Coach podcast. I'm your host, Vera Ilnitsky, and my mission is to help women shine their light. There was a time in my life where I felt stuck, disconnected, and not sure where to even start to turn my light on. In this podcast, I share ideas, insights, and tools that have worked for me and that I hope will provide you with practical and effective solutions to everyday life challenges. Shine your light brightly, and together, let's make a positive impact on the world. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. So last week, I heard three stories from three individuals that really inspired me. And I wanted to share them with you as well, because I think it's so good to hear when other people have challenges and how they chose to overcome them. Instead of letting their life circumstances control them or lead them into a victim mindset. Instead, these people decided to not let the curveball that life threw at them to dictate their direction. Instead, they chose to take the reins. They chose to set an intention for how they wanted to respond to what was going on around them, who they wanted to be, and then take action towards moving through the challenge. Now, I'm not saying that you can't go through a time period of feeling a bit down or even a bit sorry for yourself or really stuck when something bad or negative happens in your life. I mean, I think that's normal to feel those things. But it's a matter of how long you decide to stay there in that stuck or that poor me mentality. And it also doesn't mean we get to ignore those hard feelings that occur when we're going through a dark or challenging or tough time in our life. In fact, and I've talked about this quite a bit in the past, is that we really need to feel our emotions, all of them, even the quote unquote negative ones. We need to do this in order to process them, to understand them, and even learn from them before we can release them and move into more positive, higher frequency emotions that are going to move us through the challenge, that are going to help us and inspire us to take action, to decide not to stay in that dark space. It's about learning how to take a healthy and productive approach to navigating our feelings instead of wallowing in them or giving in or giving up or just plain being a victim of circumstance. And it really does come down to making a decision that despite things looking bleak or despite things being out of our control, not planned or not the way we wanted it to be, we can still decide how we want to respond, how we want to behave or act, what and how we want to say, who we want to be or how we wish to show up in the world, how we can still move forward even though we feel stuck or sad or lost. And the three examples I'm going to share with you today will help you see what I mean and hopefully provide you with some inspiration and some ideas on how you can take meaningful action in your life or in an area of your life that you feel stuck in. Maybe you're out of control or not sure where to even get started. And I say this despite things going on around us, the economy, the election results, the high unemployment rate, ageism, discrimination, inflation, etc., etc., etc. So the first inspiring story comes from a meeting I had with a friend of mine who I met several years ago at a networking event. She is one of the most generous and uplifting women I know, and although we don't see each other very often, every time we do, I always feel leaving more joyful. Anyway, she was telling me about some changes going on at her work and that she felt intuitively that she was going to be laid off soon. Now, she's the primary breadwinner of her family, so she has a huge responsibility to work, and she can't afford to not have a job. As part of our conversation, she told me that over the weekend, she had spent the entire weekend, number one, updating her resume, number two, sending out notes to various people she knows inquiring about job opportunities they may be aware of. And a side note here, she is very well connected because she's super fanatical about building and nurturing her network. And this is a key point here to anyone looking for new work. It's critical to always be nurturing your network, even when you're not looking for work. And number three, she reached out to a friend of hers that owns a temp agency, letting her know she might be available for work in the next little while. I'm not saying she wasn't upset. Of course she's upset. She loves her job and is so good at it. Plus, this is coming unexpectedly, and the decision for the layoff is outside of her control. She's also nervous about the possibility of not having a paycheck, and we all know the stats about how hard it is to find a job these days. But what I absolutely love about my friend's approach here is that despite everything, she took immediate action on the things she absolutely had 100% control over. By the way, this did include indulging in a short little pity party about it. She told me that. And then she just got up and she took ownership over what she did have control over. And did this mean her fun weekend plans were canceled? Yeah. But did it result in her having a freshly updated resume, coffee meetings lined up, and even a few jobs to apply for? Yes. She also has the prospect of doing some temp work, because she will do what it takes to make money, meet people, and take the reins of her life. I 1000% know that no matter what happens, she will land on her feet in no time. The second inspirational story comes from a friend I haven't seen in a few years, but was able to connect with recently on a nice sunny day on a patio. In the last several years, he has made a significant pivot in his career, and he has had a significant number of life changes, including a difficult divorce and other life events, which through the course of his journey saw him get laid off during COVID. And this put him into a very reflective phase of his life to seek out what was next for him. To make his rent, because ultimately we do need money on this earth, he took a night shift job. Not a glamorous job, not ideal for his circadian rhythm or his social life, but he did what he had to do. Sometimes we need to set aside our ego for the longer term vision and goal. During his downtime at work, he did an audit of all the things he liked to do and what he thought he was good at too. He decided he wanted to get into sales, real estate sales in particular. And so with this decision made and his goal set, he set out to get his license, studying for it during his night shift overnight when most of the rest of the world was sleeping. He is now a realtor, growing his business, stepping into more and more success, and totally loving it. I share this story because it can feel daunting to reinvent yourself, especially when you're a bit older, and it's not easy to train and study for something new, but it is possible. I just loved hearing my friend's story because it confirmed for me how even though we go through tough times in love and in career, it is possible to set new goals, set a new vision for your life, and make a decision to get there no matter what. And the third inspirational story comes from a new connection I made recently on LinkedIn, who totally coincidentally lives in the same neighborhood as me. So we decided to meet up and go for a walk. By the way, this is a lovely way to have a meeting with someone if they live in the same city as you. Instead of going to a coffee shop, how about grabbing a coffee and meeting for a walk? There's so many benefits to this. As we were walking, my new friend was sharing with me a really terrible situation she is in with her ex-spouse and kids right now. An extremely challenging and, quite frankly, heartbreaking situation with no easy solution or way out. She told me that to keep herself going and not just giving in to sitting on the couch worrying and letting her anxiety get the best of her, she decided to set a goal of walking 50 kilometers over the course of 2 days in the near future. So she was training by walking every day and being mindful about eating healthy, staying hydrated, and getting proper sleep. I really loved and appreciated that she had set this goal for herself because she knew that it would help her stay out of negative, low-frequency energy. Anyways, just last week she messaged me that she had done it. She had walked 50 kilometers over the course of the weekend, and her note to me said, I feel amazing. It feels great to accomplish a goal when outside circumstances throw you a curveball. I walked through the smoke and in the rain yesterday, but I got it done. My heart did a little leap of happiness for her because she had done something just for herself and found a piece of joy and satisfaction amongst all her difficulties. She even celebrated her accomplishment by taking herself out for dinner and a beer. This is a very important piece, celebrating our accomplishments, especially ones where we set a goal and then achieve it. I really love this story because it reminds me that no matter what, there are ways to keep yourself going. There are ways to create happiness in the small things. And there are ways to find hope that somehow things will be okay and will work out. At the end of the day, these are the things that are up to us. They need to come from the inside. And we may need to dig really deep to get them. But it's up to us to step into the courage and the strength to find what we need within us. I hope these stories have inspired and uplifted you as much as they have me. And I hope that you can find a way to inspire and motivate yourself to create what you need in order to move forward, even if you're feeling stuck, scared, overwhelmed, or uncertain. And when you're ready to reach out for a helping hand, one that can help guide you and be with you on your journey, I'm here and ready to take your call. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I invite you to subscribe and please share this episode with someone in your life who you think may benefit from the message. I'm grateful to have you in my community and would love to connect. And if you're looking for support and guidance on how you can shine your light and live a genuine, confident, and purposeful life, I invite you to book a discovery call with me today. The link is in the show notes or visit my website, practicalwisdomcoaching.ca.